On our program today, we're visiting with Hannah Park. Hannah is a prevention specialist with Community and Family Resources, back once again to join us today during Recovery Month, too. Hannah, good to have you back.
Thank you for having me again.
So, this is Recovery Month, and a lot of people, I guess unless they've been through some sort of an issue, probably don't realize it as much, but Recovery Month is a time to celebrate for a lot of people.
Yes, it is. So it is National Recovery Month in September, it's funny because it started like not that long ago.
It's relatively young.
Yeah, it started in 1989. So for Recovery Month, we celebrate the gains made by those in recovery. And we try to do the celebration because it reinforces like positive message and like, you know, that behavior health is essential to overall health. And like we also celebrate prevention work and then treatment. And we try to show that the treatment are effective and, you know, people can and do recover.
It's probably again, and for many, when they start doing recovery, it's an ongoing process, but it's just now we celebrate year to year or can celebrate year to year on this. But again, a lot of it is if you're dealing with addictions or anything like that, it's an ongoing challenge, ongoing battle.
It sure is. That's why like we want to celebrate it because every September, I feel like other agencies as well, it's celebrated nationally. Sometimes like successes goes unnoticed, by the broader population. So for Recovery Month, we try to like we think it as like a vehicle for everyone to celebrate these accomplishments. You know, if people are needing resources or wanting to know more about Recovery Month, they could go on SAMHSA's website, and that is short for Substance Abuse and Mental Health Service Administration website to look and find out about Recovery Month events and resources.
I don't know if CFR, do you do special event things or is it just recognition amongst people that you work with, as far as like clients and patients?
Oh, yeah. We do actually have, CFR does have a Recovery Month like celebration plans. So this year's theme is called Recovery is Real. And then REAL, it stands for Restoring Every Aspect of Life. That's for Recovery Month, we have several things that we planned out for our clients and even for workers. So one thing we do is we have client activities. So we offer recovery theme activities with clients throughout the month, and a lot of activities are planned. And these take place usually during like group therapy session and sometimes like one-on-one sessions.
Sure.
And then another thing we have is Recovery Month wristbands. So our director got a bunch of wristbands for our for the workers, and then it has like some conversation about Recovery Month, and it's free to grab, and it enables us to talk more deeply about recovery. Another thing we do have is we are big on social media, so we share like Recovery Month content on our Instagram, Facebook, X, which is Twitter, and LinkedIn. And then you could also find SAMHSA's toolkit, that you're welcome to use on your own platform.
Sure.
And we have recovery professional videos. Like, so we make videos, like the workers there make videos to showcase our employees who makes treatment, prevention, and recovery plans possible. So we just submit photos and basically, they make like a little collage video. It's really funny and awesome. And we also have like a thing called Chalk the Walk. I know a lot of agencies have done sure. that. We grab like any sidewalks nearby our property, and then we, you know, like write encouraging messages to give someone strength and inspiration. We sure. could do that with, you know, our clients. We could do that with our workers. Sometimes mm-hmm. our clients do bring in like kids with them, like, you know, since they have to take care of kids too. Yeah. So, we, you know, we do it with them as well. And also, the lastly, one of the big thing I wanted to share is called Kingdom Living Recovery Festival.
Okay.
On September 13th, CRFR and other agencies will have booth at this recovery festival that is in Des Moines, along with many, you know, activity free activities, including music, food trucks, and the activities are also for kids and adults. So we have recovery speakers and then like a memorial. So we do have a flyer on our social media website. Okay. So okay. please check it out. It's awesome. It's very beautiful. So
I want to say people are going to go, well, so you're going to be down in Polk County, but at the same time, mm-hmm. I'm going, our office, main office, is in Fort Dodge, but we've got a lot of counties we cover. CFR covers a lot of counties besides just Boone and Story County. So.
Yes, we do cover many of the mid-Iowa counties.
Yeah.
So to name
being down
some,
in Des Moines is not. Yeah. I mean, you're down there anyhow, or have people down there, not necessarily you down there doing.
Yeah. Sometimes I go down, but most of the time I'm usually, you know, stuck to my hometown, Ames and Boone. So yeah. I'm around here. But yes, we are sometimes down in Des Moines. Sometimes we're in Fort Dodge, yeah. Webster County, Pocahontas. It's even the smaller counties we do, you know,
in Hamilton
services.
Too, Webster City.
Yes.
Office is there too. So.
Yes.
So. One question I have for you with Recovery Month, and when you're working with different clients and things like that, or other prevention specialists are working with them, obviously some, depends on where they're at in their recovery. Some may not be as celebratory about it as others might be. The big thing would be getting them to the point where you're making a move to get better. You're making a move to recover.
Yes.
Whether you're just starting or you've been in it for a year or two.
That's true. Sometimes, you know, recovery could be hard for people. Some people, when they reach the end of like point of recovery and they start, you know, integrating back into daily life. And
do they get nervous?
They do. So we do help them out with that as well. But because we do have awesome recovery coaches and mm-hmm. In our facility. But some do like... you know, unfortunately, not they go back to not being successful, but it's more about like if they have the will to give it a try again and again, as long as they do, we're there. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's the hard part.
For some, it is. But I'm guessing for many, if they're at that point, they'll go, you know, I started this many months ago and look at where I'm at now. How much, you know, so they are probably very ready to celebrate.
Yeah.
Look away. And it hasn't been, it isn't easy work.
It is not. Yeah, that's why I'm, you know, very happy that we do have a, you know, a month where we could celebrate recovery. It's for like our individuals that went through that experience, but also it's to celebrate like what it stands for and give thanks to the people that are doing great works out there as well. So it's like overall like a whole package.
and we can point out too, again, some people they'll think, well, you're just talking about alcohol or talking about some drug use, or but it can be gambling, it can be anything.
It could be. Funny thing is, you mentioned that now, that is true, because like for the OWI DUI class we do mm-hmm. You know, teach, I always make sure we have like a it's from a program called Your Life Iowa.
Sure.
But it's about suicide prevention. We always have that just in case on our hands and on the table. So clients are free to take. We don't care who takes it. We don't even look or count, whatever. It's anonymous. So if mm-hmm. they want to take the pamphlet, if they need help, that's always available. And recently when I went on a family trip to Waterloo, they have like a big casino there.
Sure.
At the casino, the front entrance, there was the night the bets off, you know, program to help people, but that are, you know, going through stuff with gambling or problems. Next to it, they had the same pamphlet, you know, suicide prevention. So I think, like, you know, people, I think overall go through certain phases, but at the end, like all those, like you mentioned, Jim, like all those problems could lead to
the worst case scenario.
Yes. And then that goes, it's the same for, you know, substances. That's why I feel like Recovery Month is very big. Also for September, I know it's a recovery month. September is also Suicide Prevention Awareness Month as well. So it goes hand in hand, I feel like.
It does, and again, those are some of the, some of the issues when you're working with someone. If they feel like they're not succeeding and stuff like that, that does put a lot of pressure on them. And if you're not always there to help, which you guys are, and there are a lot of other providers that are there to help, but if they start going down that path towards suicide, that's a challenge, real challenge to get them to try to find a way out of that.
Yeah, that is a challenge because for some people it could just happen in a spiral of the moment so fast. Some people it does take time, but you never notice it, or some people don't notice the sign, even, you know, those that are close around you. So I feel like, you know, this is the month where I feel like people are more, feeling more safe about coming out to get help with recovery because of so much stigma around mental health. I feel like a lot of people don't reach out for help, which, you know, ends up, you know, leading to the worst case scenario that we really want to prevent.
Let's talk a little bit. And for you guys, CFR, you have all ages that you encounter and work with. So again, it's not limited to just younger ones or older people, but it's all ages. Again, obviously, probably the one thing that catches most attention would be younger people having issues and potential suicide victims.
Yeah.
That draws a lot of attention. But you have, I mean, it's all ages.
It is.
All ages can be affected.
Yes, that is true. Not just ages, but any background. It doesn't matter if you're educated, uneducated. It doesn't matter if you are on the lower brackets of the socioeconomical background, like it just affects everyone. It doesn't, you know, affect only certain populations. So I feel like many people have the stigma also that if that happens to people.
I know one of the things, big things when you get to suicide prevention part is looking for the signs or trying to recognize the signs where someone's having an issue. As prevention specialists, when you're working with people through there, you get to monitor that all the time. But what they might put the show or the face they put on for you while you're visiting with them and helping them might be different than when they're with their family and friends.
Yeah, that's why we do have recovery coaches and also therapists. They are specialized in, figuring things out. As long as someone is willing to come forward and come out of that shell, being worried about being judged or stigmatized, as long as they reach out, we're always there to help. And we do have special, therapists that could actually figure things out. They start by really talking to them. If they prefer one-on-one instead of group therapy, it's more personal, so like it's more nicer, and you don't have to share about everything.
You get the confidentiality.
Yes, you do.
Those are some of the challenges. Yes, and no, I was going to say too, prevention month. So you've got a number of different things that are going on. Suicide prevention month, but recovery month too. And again, a great opportunity for people to find out more. Again, that's one of the big things, too. So are there other things that are coming up that we should let folks know about besides all the activities on the 13th? She's going through, where are all my notes here?
Yeah, well, we just mentioned about Recovery Month, yeah, and suicide prevention. Overdose Awareness Day are international month passed last month. Mm-hmm. Upcoming, I know we have several events. Recently, the past weekend, we had the big game event.
Yeah.
Upcoming days, I know we have the Prefer Billy event in Boone, which is going to
be around for that?
I might be catching a break, but you know, if I do have enough time, because I'm gonna be out of town, but if I do have enough time to come back, I would love to, because I know it's one of the biggest celebrated events yearly.
Yeah.
So I was very excited about it until I was told I had to go out of town.
You have to go here. So.
Yeah.
Again, if people want to find out more about again the assistance that's available through CFR, Community and Family Resources, and again. Celebrating Recovery Month and or Suicide Prevention Month. Again, the easy ways to get started, just make contact. You've got the office here in town is an easy way to do it.
Yep.
Going online is an easy way.
Yeah, we do have an office in Moon, so please give us a call. Any CFR offices you call, the person that picks up, the operator, usually will direct you to... you know, someone, if you just let them know, I need help for this, and they'll know, they'll know who to direct you to. But please call, I mean, you could walk in too, but there's like also like online, if you go to our social media, or if not, if you want to go to our homepage, have resources available.
There's a lot of services available through CFR. And again, one of the first things that happens for people, and obviously you get more success with people that are looking for help and want to take the help.
But you
do that assessment. That is the bottom line thing. You have an assessment. What are the issues? And again, then figure out a plan on how we can start helping somebody.
Yeah, that is the start. I know that it's sometimes hard for people to reach out first. So that's why we have prevention work going on. We go around the communities. We do like events, tabling. Not only that, like we try to reach out to certain population, whether it's school or nonprofit organizations. We try our best to, to reach out to all these organizations, only because we know some people are hesitant. I feel like maybe if they learn about what we do and also learn about like basically services of prevention, what we try to do is basically reach out to tell people and educate that like certain things are not good for you. And then you're at a risk of, certain things. So when that happens, it kind of convinces people to come out, reach out. So
one of the things, just because we've had this transition that's going on at this time of the year, back to school, young people or young adults, those going to college. So I know you've been out making a lot of contacts to say we have services available here and getting in contact with different people. Is this a good way, again, if they recognize that somebody might need assistance, where to steer them? That's the big thing, is where to send them.
So if they notice any of their family member or someone they know needs assistance, we did have people come up to our table on our tabling event asking us, hey, like, I want to learn more about this and this. And we don't ask questions. We don't judge. We do not care as long as people could get helped.
Yeah.
Funny thing is, now a lot of things are updated. We have a lot of pamphlets, a lot of little like cards that are easier to carry around and see, with pictures and just short explanations of certain things that they need help on. So if they need help on substances, we have a lot of brochures and little cards to give to them. And also, like, I'm willing to give them our CFR cards in case they need further help.
Yeah.
But all those resources that are given, they could find it online, and online there's more toolkits. It's all free, and we're trying to do our best efforts to make sure that everyone's it's available for everyone, and everyone's able to grab those resources as much as they can.
Yeah. Got to ask you, because one of the last times when we visited was Narcan. You started having more opportunities to get that out in and available in the different communities.
Yeah.
So still getting a lot of inquiries about that?
Yes, a lot. We are. So a lot of colleges, school, housing departments, like, we are getting, and also nonprofit organizations, a lot of them are reaching out wanting trainings for that, because after the training, we do give out Narcan. It's one box per person, and each box we have two Narcans in there.
Sure.
So I feel like it's important to pass those out after they learn more about Narcan, because some people are like,
want to make
curious.
Sure they're using it right.
Yeah, and they're also curious about and worried about, oh, what if it harms someone? What if, you know?
Oh yeah.
But then, like, we always have to let them know it does not harm anyone. You know, it just
may
helps.
Save their life.
Yes.
Anyway. Recovery Month, also Suicide Prevention Month, as you mentioned. And again, Hannah Park's been our guest on our program today. Thanks for bringing us all this information.
Thank you for having me once again, guys.